Now, you are a bit of a celebrity at 2SER today.
Only
you
for today.
You're part of Women Who Rock. You're on the drive show, and you're also guest programming the band next door tonight from 10 o'clock.
I am.
Busy.
I'm very busy. But fortunately, it's just one day, so yeah. International Women's Day. Yeah, yeah.
There should be like a Boxing Day for International Women's Day.
Where we all get to rest.
Yeah, do nothing. So I want to talk about your music career. So how did you first get into playing in a band?
Well, it came from writing songs, and I first started writing songs not long after I had a psychotic episode, and I'd always been someone who had, and it was an acute psychotic episode, which means that it was extremely short-lived, but it was very intense. And before that, I'd always written a lot and, you know, been involved in like visual art stuff, but then after that I decided to try and pick up music, and I was I just taught myself how to play. I had a little ukulele in the corner of my bedroom that a friend had gifted me that was just collecting dust, and I picked it up and I didn't know what the correct tuning was or anything. I just kind of tuned it by ear to what sounded good to me and made up my own chord shapes and just sang along. And my first songs were ridiculous. Like, I have a very silly side to me, and so that side was what came out at first with my first songs. And then I had a friend at uni at the time who was actually a very serious musician, or I don't know if serious is the right word or how she would describe herself, but she was very good at what she did, and she was a guitarist, and I saw her and I just thought, like, saw her play and thought she was so amazing, and that it wasn't right that she wasn't in a band. So I thought, well, you know, she can just play guitar on my stupid songs and we'll make a band. And then eventually we found all the other band members along the way.
Was there a point where you just thought, like, we can do this?
Yeah. I think, like, I'd always listened to a lot of very DIY artists and a lot of lo-fi stuff that's just recorded in bedrooms on laptops. And I saw other people doing it in ways that were very accessible. And so I thought, of course I could. Like, there was never any doubt, I guess, that I couldn't do it because I saw other people doing it in those ways. Yeah,
I guess in keeping with the theme of the day, I'd love to talk about, I guess, how being a woman in the music industry is different to being a man in the music industry. Like, what are the ways it's been different for you?
Well, first, I don't know how it is to be a man in the music industry because I've never been a man in the music industry. But I can imagine that, It's such a hard question, but it's definitely not the easiest ride. I think, like, I've always, like, for the most part, I've always been treated very well and with a lot of respect from a lot of venues and sound people and everything like that. I know that a lot of my fellow female identifying or trans and gender non-conforming friends haven't always had great experiences, and, you know, those aren't my stories to tell. Mm-hmm. But there's so much that goes on around in the periphery, just in the scene, I guess, and that is just so much bullshit, I guess. It's just, you know, of, you know, people just making spaces that should be there for everyone to enjoy, just making it uncomfortable for certain kind of people. And I've certainly experienced that sort of stuff with inappropriate touching and all that kind of stuff. So it's you can never, I think, if you're someone who's marginalized in any way, really, it just becomes difficult because you can never really feel 100% safe or 100% like you can trust someone. You've always got to sort of have your guard on, and I think that's what makes it perhaps a little bit different.
Yeah, that's where the bullshit comes into it.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a song of yours to play today, actually. We'll just have a listen to it now for a couple of minutes. It's called Psycho Genius.
Amazing.
Inside of my own head, in the memory. I'd rather not keep that kid.
That was Psycho Genius by the band Library Siesta. And we've got the singer from that band, Brianna Jones, in the studio right now. Brianna, can you tell me what the events were in your life that led up to writing that song?
So that episode I mentioned on the other side of the song, a psychotic episode that I had when I was 19 years old, This song is about that, and as I sort of mentioned before, I started out writing these kind of silly songs, and it took a really long time to process the episode that I had had because it was definitely a very difficult experience to try and make sense of, because it left me, you know, one like with this question of going over and over in my head, you know, am I crazy? And for a very long time, that was the question. But then when I actually started to get some kind of closure was when I shifted the question to, like, well, what does crazy actually mean? Because it's hardly some kind of medical term. You don't go to a doctor and they say, diagnosis, crazy.
I guess there's this trope as well throughout the history of art that the people who are the most creative are also the most troubled. But I feel like as well, 9 times out of 10, those people happen to be men.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if there's something, I guess, idolized about that.
Yeah.
Was that going through your head?
Yeah, well, that was, like, when I shifted it to that kind of question, I was like, well, what does crazy mean? Well, it's clearly something that's very, very cultural. And we have these, like, cultural understandings that we've constructed. It's not something that's necessarily real in that sense. It's only, like, we've imagined it, and it intersects with all these other kind of things that we've imagined, like gender. And so it means that when you've got this thing of, like, oh, you're this crazy, tortured kind of genius, it's, I definitely feel, and I did a whole bunch of research to try and work this out and make sense of it. And it's like, yeah, it is something that is constructed as, you know, a male thing. This tortured creative genius is very much this male image that we collectively have in our minds. And then on the other side of that, it's like, well, what about creative women? What do we think of them, and what do we make of them? And, you know, as a musician, I was sort of, you know, looking particularly at other female artists, and a lot of the time women who, like, particularly musicians, who have had, like, you know, big outlash break, like, big breakdowns in public, have really been demonized for that. If you think about, like, Amy Winehouse, or when Britney Spears shaved her head, or
yeah, there's almost like a moral panic behind Britney Spears shaving her head. It's like, what is she doing? And I guess, like, I don't want to go too deep into stuff I don't know as well as you, but if I mention the example of Kurt and Courtney.
Yeah. Yeah. So I should also mention that, like, alongside this song, I also wrote an essay with all this kind of research I did, like, kind of for myself, but also I wanted to put it out there in case anyone else sort of found it interesting too. And yeah, that was one of the main kind of example that really stood out to me, which is, yeah, Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. And yeah, he's very much this revered as this, you know, tortured creative genius. Meanwhile, Courtney got sidelined as, you know, pigeonholed as this psycho, this crazy psycho lady. And both of them were whacked out on drugs and very much had, the same, like, I mean, any kind of mental breakdown is always going to be very individual, but it was same kind of time, same kind of landscape, and
two very different social responses, I guess.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Now, you do talk about this as part of a podcast called Women Who Rock. Could you tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, it's a new podcast and it's launching today, which is very, very exciting. And it's a 2SER podcast. So if you want to hear me talk about it, I'm the first interviewee for it. It's going to be out on...
So it's up on Wooshka at the moment.
Yes.
So if you have a look for Women Who Rock on the 2SER website or on Wooshka, if that's where you get your podcast from, it is already live. It is a really cool space, I guess, for female musicians to talk about not just, like, you know, what it's like to be a woman in the music industry, but all these kind of other factors that play into it.
Yeah.
Brianna, thank you so much for coming into the studio
thank
today.
Thank you so much for having me, Shane.
Happy International Women's
Day. Happy International Women's Day to you.